This is Akashvani, the news read by Pallavi Manchanda. NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge P. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after the counting of votes for the vice presidential election, Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, out of the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 were found valid and 15 were declared invalid. The election took place after the resignation of former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, citing health reasons. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has resigned amid widespread violent protests across the country. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office shouting anti-government slogans. The protesters set the Nepalese Prime Minister's private residence in Balkot on fire, demanding accountability for the deaths during the protests yesterday. Meanwhile, Nepal's President Ramchandra Podal has sought cooperation from all sides, including the agitators and citizens, to ensure a peaceful solution of the adverse situation. Issuing a press statement this evening, President Podal appealed to the Gen Z representatives and all others to hold talks on the demands raised by the citizens in a democracy for a peaceful resolution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal today. In a social media post, Prime Minister said, "The violence in Nepal is heartrending." Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi underlined that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a financial assistance of 1600 crore rupees for the flood affected Punjab in addition to 12000 crore rupees already in the state's kitty. There will be advance release of the second installment of SDRF and PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Earlier, after reaching Gurdaspur in Punjab to take stock of the ground situation of the flood-ravaged state, he held a review meeting with senior officials on the extent of damage. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the flood, landslide and heavy rain-affected areas of Himachal Pradesh. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged the steel industry to boost self-reliance, adopt the Swadeshi ethos and reduce import dependence. Addressing the sixth edition of the ISA Steel Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal emphasized that steel is the backbone of India's growth story. By focusing on self-sufficiency, the Indian steel industry can protect its long-term viability and strengthen the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. He informed the audience that the government is actively negotiating free trade agreements with several countries, which will open new avenues for the Indian steel sector in international markets. He also underlined that recent GST reductions will leave more disposable income in the hands of consumers, thereby raising consumption demand. The government today signed an agreement to develop dual-use cutting-edge technologies and to link defense expertise with emerging ed-tech solutions. In a statement, the Ministry of Defense said that Innovations for Defense Excellence Defense Innovation Organization, its flagship initiative, has signed a memorandum of understanding with EdSil India Limited under the new Accelerating Strategic Progress in Research and Education or ASPIRE program. Multiple explosions shook Doha on September 9, 2025, in what Israel confirmed was a targeted airstrike against senior Hamas leaders. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and Shin Bet Security Agency acknowledged responsibility, marking the first known Israeli military action on Qatari soil. Qatar, a key mediator in the conflict, strongly condemned the attack. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Dr. Majed Al-Ansari described it as a cowardly assault and a blatant violation of international law. And that is the end of this news bulletin.